Blog Talk Radio.
This is Lauren Nykirk, and welcome to this episode of Ask Me Friendly on Blog Talk Radio. Today's episode is called Shifting Gears, Autism, Science, and the Homework Debate. ever since public schools have been in existence, kids and parents have probably been arguing about a homework. It's for all parents, whether their kids have autism or not, it is no secret that kids simply don't like doing homework. So where do we draw the line between whether something is actually bad for a child or if they simply don't want to do it? I know that one of the issues autism face, of course that includes kids with autism, is that there are certain things that cause an enormous amount of stress for people with autism, and it goes beyond someone simply not wanting to do something. It gets a lot of attention from neurotypicals when you say, well, he doesn't like that, please don't do it, or I don't like that, please don't do it, or I, for instance, getting the mail. I have a difficult time going to the mailbox to get the mail. I won't go into why, but I'll just say that there are a combination of problems, and part of it has to do with the post-traumatic stress disorder, and part of it has to do with the autism. I think the autism helps to reinforce the things that we internalize when we have post-traumatic stress disorder. So for me, going to the mail is a very difficult thing. So it's simple to say, well, everyone has to do things they don't want to do. Just go to the darn mailbox. And an unreasonable thought. However, it's a little bit difficult for me to do something like that than it is for someone else to go to the mailbox simply because they don't, like to go to the mailbox or whatever. And the same is true for kids with autism and homework. No kids love homework, or I should say very few love to do homework. But for kids with autism, it's a little bit of a conundrum because kids with autism, especially, high-functioning autism Asperger's, tend to be bright, love to learn. And so it would almost seem as if homework is not going to be a very big deal for kids with autism. Because after all, it's kind of right up their alley, right? When they're home, they're learning about things they want to learn about anyway. Why not shift their thinking to get them to learn about things they need to learn about? Well, it's a little bit different. I was very fortunate to be asked, it was actually the first public speaking engagement that I did on autism. And it was in, I'm trying to think of what year, I believe it was in 2007, I was asked by the diagnostician at Cy-Fair Independent School District to do what ended up being a mandatory training session for the teachers about the impact of homework on the kid with autism. It was a full room. I was a little bit nervous, but it was something that I had been talking about for a couple of years to teachers independently, and it went really well. I was really fortunate in that. A couple of years after that, I was still having people coming up to me or people coming up to my kids saying, wow, our teacher still talks about that session, how great it was, et cetera. So I was really blessed to be able to give that information to those teachers in Cypher Independent School District, which if you live in Texas, you might have heard about it. It's a very large school district here in Texas. When kids with autism leave school, there is a transition in their brain. They have to shift gears. They have to they compartmentalize very well, maybe too well. And when kids or adults are at school, that is a I'm here to learn, I'm here to do my work kind of environment. And then when they get home, they need to have that downtime. And that is not unlike people. The way I hope that parents can understand it is I'm sure that there are a lot of parents out there who have jobs or careers where they have an office where they go in, and but then also they're expected to do a lot of work at home. If you spend a full day at work, and then you come home, and then you have another 3 to 5 hours of work, it'll get beyond exhausting. And excuse me. And this is what our kids are doing. Now, obviously, elementary school kids are, you know, don't necessarily have 3 to 5 hours worth of homework. Excuse me, but on average, 3 hours of homework. It's about right. And I found out actually today that the homework standards haven't really changed since 1984. There was a particular episode of that I'm doing on Ask Me Friendly is very last minute. I was watching headline news recently and I saw, excuse me, when I turned it on, I saw a lady talking about a recent research study in which scientists at Stanford University or scholars at Stanford University had determined that excessive homework causes too much stress and it can actually make our kids sick. And of course, my antenna went up. I listened to this real quick and I immediately scheduled a show this morning. And after I scheduled the show, which I'm doing now, of course, I pulled up the research study. And the research study was actually published over a year ago. I'm starting to see some things published over a year ago, March of 2020. They did a research study on kids in an affluent neighborhood in California. And if they don't dismiss it because of that, they really were able to find this connection that kids in this affluent neighborhood in California, they were able to see a clear link between excessive, quote, excessive homework and stress, physical ailments, ulcers, headaches, things like that. And that it doesn't surprise me at all. It says, we found a clear connection between the student's stress and physical impacts. And when they talk about excessive homework, on average, the students were doing 3 hours a night. And that is an average. 3 hours does not sound like, for some people who have junior high or high school kids, it does not sound like a really large amount of homework. But you have to remember that that is an average. There are some kids who are doing 5 hours worth of homework. And I know because I've seen my kids struggle to try to get it done. Now, one of the big problems is that teachers are trying to acclimate, and this is the kind of problem that we're seeing for kids with autism, is that teachers are assigning homework for homework's sake. I think they do it for different reasons. I think they do it, and before I actually get started on this path, I want to be the first to say, I support teachers. I support them above administration, and I've told my school administration as much that I support the teachers. I think that their hands are tied with a lot of things. I think they do the best they can under the circumstances. I think that teachers have some unrealistic expectations placed upon them, and I think that's unfair. I think the schools need to give them the tools that they need in order to teach the students effectively, and I don't think that that happens as often as it needs to. And in that particular situation, I think that teachers are assigning homework because it's expected. I think they assign homework because they believe that in third grade, if they assign a lot of homework, it's going to be getting them used to fourth, you know, accustomed to doing it, so they'll be ready for fourth grade. And they do a lot of it, so they'll be ready for fifth grade, and on and on. They're trying to prepare them for something. I think that they do it. I think sometimes they do it so that they can show that they're doing a lot of grading, that you know, it's not just all classroom instruction. I think that they do it so that if students don't do so well on one assignment, they'll have a lot of other assignments to kind of keep the grade up. But I know that my own personal experience with my son in the classroom is that he had mostly instruction and then classroom assignments that were just enough to reinforce the instruction. Those were the best classes, period. When he didn't have to bring home assignments and regroup and complete the assignments and get it back to school, then he did much better in the class when he did not have that to contend with. Now, I think for most students, the big problem is I don't like to do homework and what kid does. I think that when we place unreasonable pressure on kids, on students to complete homework, that makes things lots worse. I think that for students with autism, it's a whole different ball of wax. I think that those things also apply, but I think other things apply as well. When you have kids with autism, you frequently have issues such as sleep disorders, you have gut disorders, you have immune deficiencies, and so kids are already primed for physical ailments. And then you place stress on them and you take away their ability to decompress, or really creating a recipe for disaster. Another thing, too, is that and any parent of a child with autism is going to be able to, or any adult with autism is going to be able to certainly substantiate this claim, is that organization is oftentimes a problem. So even though we can seem very orderly, it doesn't mean that we have those organizational skills. That's why I often say, you know, don't worry about teaching a kid how to complete the assignment. Teach them how to be organized. That is more important. That is a life skill that they need. Think about the process of homework. Kid goes into a class, has class instruction. Excuse me, I'm still getting over being sick. Has class instruction. The teacher says, okay, here is your homework. I say this in the last few minutes of class. And the student is either given the instruction for homework and they're expected to write it down, or they are told where to find the information on their website, or they're given a piece of paper to complete. They're given something. They're given some kind of data, which they must then take, keep with them in some sort of logical manner, get to the home, and complete at the end of the day, after all of the classes, after traveling home, after finding mom in the car rider line, or after riding the bus home, getting home, getting a snack, all of a sudden take out all of the pieces of paper, figuring out which classes have pieces of paper, which classes have written notes, which classes you have to access the website. If there are 8 classes in a day, we are doing this 8 times. eight different means. You know, on one, two teachers have pieces of paper, two teachers have websites, that kind of thing. Sit down, complete the assignment, put it back in the bag, and then transport it back to class the next day. This is after sleeping, after breakfast the next morning, after getting on the bus again, or getting in the car with mom and dad or dad and riding to school, and then going through the first three or four class, and then perhaps lunch, and then, oh yeah, where is that piece of paper? I don't, even for neurotypical kids, I don't think that parents and teachers really fully understand the expectation that we're placing on these kids. I think it's much greater than it needs to be. So when teachers assign busy work for homework for students, it's traumatic because one of the things that I experienced time and time again with my son is he would come home and say, remember that one assignment? We struggled to find it. We couldn't find it. We needed to turn it in, so we didn't get a zero. Remember the one that I worked on for 3 hours last night? Yes, I remember that, love. What about it? Well, I didn't get a grade. I just got a check. And he was absolutely incensed that he would put so much time and effort and energy into completing an assignment that he didn't even get a grade for. It was for completion only. another part of this is that for students, for all students, but especially kids with autism, there are some topics that are easier and some that are harder. And so, for instance, when he was taking he was at one point taking English in the classroom, and we shifted so that he wasn't doing that anymore. He was taking it online as an accommodation for him. But what he ended up doing on numerous occasions was having to sacrifice. He'd have to pick and choose. He couldn't do all of the homework in one night. He'd have to pick and choose what needed to be done. And, of course, every teacher feels like their assignments are the most important. And whichever teacher is the most convincing about this, or the most vocal, or the most intimidating, is the one who gets the most attention from the student. And so, for instance, my son might feel like it's very, very, very important to complete this history worksheet. And but then he also has a Spanish assignment that he needs to complete. Which one is important? Well, they're both important, but he can only do one. The history teacher seems a little bit more vocal about getting it done, and so he completes the history assignment, either because he thinks it's more important or he wants the teacher to stop scolding him. And it turns out that the history assignment did not get a grade, and the Spanish assignment was for a grade, and now he has a zero. So this is something that happens over and over again. And so managing the assignments, managing the homework is a huge challenge. Now, take this issue, apply it to a real-world sense. It's one thing if we have a student who, an autistic student who lives in an intact household, let's say, you know, just let's make it white picket fence kind of situation. Father works, mother stays at home, or whatever. I'm not trying to stereotype. I'm just saying, you know, just let's make it an ideal situation. It's hard enough. But that's not real world. As any married couple or divorced couple of students or kids with autism knows, if you have a kid with autism, the chance that you're going to get divorced skyrockets for reasons that are kind of obvious to us. And And so now you have two households and you're sharing visitation. So, you know, your child is at dad's house sometimes, mom's house other times. Teacher doesn't know who to contact. Teacher, sometimes the schools are not set up for a dual household students. They don't know who to call. They don't know who to email. If the parents communicate pretty well, which is the case with my ex-husband and I, when it comes to our son's education, then we can make it work. But I think he and I were a little bit unique in that situation because we did have an autistic child. I don't think that all divorced parents are going to necessarily communicate as clearly as we did. Some of them don't communicate at all. And so it creates a lot more problems. And especially when the child feels the stress and pressure of trying to do well. When a student, especially a child with autism, is in a class that they like and enjoy and a topic that they enjoy, understand, and enjoy learning about, and then they feel that intense pressure to do well on, excuse me, and get a good grade, and then they don't because the organization isn't there, because they forgot assignments, because they're having difficulty prioritizing because of XYZ reasons. It can be very upsetting. I know that one year my son was in theater, and he had an assignment in theater. It wasn't a homework. Well, it was kind of a homework assignment, but the point of it is that his assignment in theater was to come up with a nonverbal acting skit to music and kind of come up with a situation, act it out nonverbally to music. And what my son Chili did was very profound. He was very adamant about what he wanted to do. It was dark. It was, fairly depressing. But it was very real to him. It was very prominent in his life. And basically what he was doing was he was acting out a situation where he was taking a test, and he turned it in, and when he got the grade back, the grade was not good, and he physically expressed his inner turmoil about the grade. And the music was, I don't know, it's Harpy something. I can't remember the name of the song, but it was very, very dark skit. It was very poignant. It was beautiful in some ways. In a lot of ways, but it also spoke volumes about how he felt about grades. And when teachers are forced by administration or by their own volition to assign homework that is excessive, and when I say excessive, I mean it really is unnecessary. It's busy work, it repeat core, it's more than is necessary. It is kind of repeating the same things that have already been taught in class, that the student has already proven. Maybe it's, you know, a lot of review, not that there's anything wrong with review, but some kind of excessive review tends to look a lot like busy work. It impacts everyone. It impacts the kids. It impacts their health. It impacts the parents. And, you know, when parents are sitting there trying to figure out how to help their kids, that, we're not immune from stress and frustration. And then the kids see that. So that's not good either. And when kids get to a certain point in school, sometimes they outgrow our ability to help. I know that for some reason I test well in math. I really don't know why, because I think math is certainly not a strong skill for me. I wish I understood why I test well in math, because I don't really like it. I don't really understand math. But I know that it was pretty early in his high school career when I told my ex-husband, you know, just want to let you know that I'm not going to be able to help him in math anymore. He has outgrown my ability to help him. I just don't have the math skills to help him in his homework anymore. So we're going to, you know, if he needs any help or if he needs any kind of instruction, I'm not going to be able to do it. And that can be frustrating for parents. So, you know, all of these things are important. And it's not just for kids with autism. It's also for neurotypical kids. And this research study from Stanford Graduate School of Education outlines it pretty clearly. Her name was Denise Pope. She was a senior lecturer and co-author of the study. Learn more about the study. You can look her up. And I'll also, I know we're kind of getting to the close of the show, I also want to mention a little bit about what Tony Atwood mentions with regard to kids with autism and homework. I know that school is starting. There are going to be a lot of ARDS coming up. A lot of parents are going to be having conferences. Excuse me. One of the things that I did not do in the ARD process that I regret and I strongly advise parents to do is to address the issue of homework. Let's see, I'm trying to find this page. If you do a search on Tony Atwood homework, he has an article on his site called Should Children with Autistic Spectrum Disorders Be Exempted from Doing Homework? It talks about the stress of being at school, profile of cognitive skills, create a learning environment, memory problems, supervision, emotion management, cognitive style. A controversial suggestion is at the bottom. And basically what he says, and this is a direct quote from him, and this paper was originally published in the summer 2000 edition of the Morning News in Australia, I believe, from Jenison Public Schools. Anyway, he says, if all of these strategies are unsuccessful, what is the alternative? Should children with an autistic spectrum disorder be exempted from doing homework? And this is from Tony Atwood. He said, if the strategies outlined in this article are unsuccessful or unable to be implemented, then my reply is yes. To the great relief of the child, their parent, and probably their teacher, you can quote me on this. I know that I attempted to provide this article to my son's school. They really didn't want to see it. Maybe you'll have more luck than I had. I do think that if parents can provide this article along with a new research study from March of 2014 on the impact of can too much homework make your child sick, the clear connection between student stress and physical illness, I think you'll have better luck. But my advice, definitely limit that. Kids need the ability to shift gears and compartmentalize their life in different ways. School is for learning, it's for doing schoolwork. Home is for decompressing and doing other leisure activities. And just remember, you put yourself in their shoes. What if you went and worked an 8-hour day and then came home and had to do 3 to 5 more hours of work every single day? So this is Lauren Nykirk, and I want to thank you for listening to our show today. Shifting gears, autism science and the homework debate. You can always visit my website, aspiefriendly.org. That's A-S like Sam, P like Paul, I-E friendly.org. And I thank you for listening.